אהלן.
שבוע טוב. You're the only one on.
Okay.
Thank you for the email.
Okay. You're welcome. I thought I saw another card, too, that had a little different. I didn't. Let's see if I find it. It had to do with intertwining the tetragram this time. That I figured.
I didn't give you any different word than the shalud, right?
I don't think so. I think the reason I made the card because I didn't think I would remember the name. Although I did, you know, intertwine my letters in my name, but I felt like I needed that I'd forget the name of the tool. Yes, this one was one intertwining the Tetragrammaton and Adonai. And it was also from the Third Temple class.
Right.
Class six. So page 1 and 2 of class six.
Okay. I haven't spoken to Judy in a while. I know her husband had been in the hospital. Is he all right?
The doctor's recommending surgery. I think the first surgery is going to be the heart valve, and then after that, the surgery to remove the cancer, which is a curable cancer in his lung. And his doctor pleaded with him not to do chemo and not to do radiation. He didn't want to do that anyway, but he wasn't even considering surgery, and that's what he recommended. I think they see the doctor Thursday. Tuesday, her daughter's having a surgery. And then Judy didn't make class today because she wasn't feeling well. So, and she sent me an email, you know, telling me that.
Okay.
I'm looking for the page that we had in our vet class that told which letters were masculine and feminine. I don't suppose you remember which one that would be.
No. No, there's about 6 or 7 classes in the early part of the alphabet that.
So I have in a plastic case here, so I was going to go through that. I do remember Lamed because I had bought the letter Lamed years ago when the women sisterhood groups pinned a Taurus glow, and I bought the letter Lamed, so I remembered that it was masculine, which was surprising to me. But anyway, that's the only one I remembered. So I was going to look that up. I think maybe somebody came on.
I'll check. I don't think so. You're right. They did.
Malka?
Please do it. Please join me in saying the Anapakoa.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anapakoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Terura Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sidkacha Tami Gamlem Betetresh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. The Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which connects to the name of God, Elohim, and also to the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Yachatenu Dodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudtah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed L'Alafim Noseyaon V'Afesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We will now connect to the year 5777 and its energy as the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor Oyavahinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Tzatz, Ki, Ach. And this translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these Hebrew words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And each of the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We also have two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot Vayechaskum Achechem Alevim Ad Kelod Hamlacha V'ad Yitkadshu Hakohanim Ki Alevim Yishrei Levav Leitkadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words that in this verse, when we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, La Lahe, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Akawa, Rekawa. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olami. Year 5775. The energy of that year is swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to that energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. First Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavoia, Asher Yitchabe Sham Mushavtem, Elai El Nahon, Wehalati Idchem, Wehayaim Yashno, Varets Vikipasti, O Tobakol Alfe Yehuda. Third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayom. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to that energy, and it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael, untati v'shakan, Tachta v'lo yirgas, od v'lo yosifu. B'nei avla l'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 25th day of Iyar, Rabbi Yaakov Loberbaum of Lisa, Rabbi Ozer of Klementov, Rabbi Chaim Hager of Kosov, Rabbi Chaim Chori, and Rabbi Shaul Halevi. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parsha of Bamidbar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, you have a list of all of the parashas in the year. Scroll down to the book of Bamidbar, and the first parasha under that first link under that book is the parasha of Bamidbar. When you open that up, scroll down to section 7. And we will start with Pasuk 61. But first we will say Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu Urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu V'yachta l'shem Yud-Heh b'vav-Heh V'yichudah shulim b'shem kol Yisrael L'imud Torah mitzvah L'asok Torah mitzvah V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Elazar she'il Rabbi Shimon avo El simana lezuga v'yichuda minayin El b'ri ha'agi v'yoch kimna Milin lekol sitar ustar vit badaru Haka mila v'haka mila simana Danekot bidach v'hakihu kein Sahara t'mad b'cha Didnan uvalo v'keren l'deromit Mizrachit, Mizrachit Tzifonit, Tzifonit Ma'aravit, Ma'aravit Teromi El v'halayakil Adim kabal Aleya barnash Ol malkuta Kadishad bekad beta V'yachiv aleya Ol daviat amrat Diyete ledarom Bekad meta. The translation. Rabbi Elazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, where do we find this sign of unification so that we do not err? And he told him, my son, although we explain this in many facets, and these words were scattered here and there, keep this sign in your hand. This is similar to the encircling of the altar, which we have previously learned. One should approach the southeast corner, the northeast, the northwest, and the southwest. As we described before, so he asked him, it is inconceivable to do anything until a person accepts upon himself the yoke of the Holy Kingdom first and carries that yoke. Yet you said he should first come to the south, which is Chesed. My commentary. This pasuk is describing how one should approach the Torah scroll when called to an aliyah. The important aspect is to accept the yoke of Torah. And this is done by making a statement that is suggested by the Ari to say prior to the morning prayers in the Orthodox tradition. To paraphrase the English translation of the Hebrew words suggested by the Ari is as follows. I accept all of the mitzvot to do them and ask Hashem to assist me in reaching the level of consciousness of loving my neighbor as myself. Pasuk 62. El kola ha'amena lachte ha'uva lo lekeren amena bekad meta v'hayadata raza dekeren v'dahu o malkuta kadisha v'vatar deromit mizrachit v'taman Uilana dechaye bedaliz davka leya b'mizrach dehu abba ilaa tehaben mesitra diaba kate ugin kach midarom lemizrach dedu. Tukpa Tidarom B'mizrach Hu Uvaye Le'it Kashra Kachadad Harom B'mizrach. The translation. He told him, I have already told you everything. I said first that one approaches the corner, and you know the hidden meaning of corner, that is malchut, which is the yoke of the holy malchut. Following that is the southeast. One should connect the south, which is chesed, to the east, which is tiferet, the central column, because there in the east is the tree of life, which is tiferet. This is in order to bring together the south with the east, who is supernal Abba, meaning Chachma, also called supernal Abba and Ima, because the son, which is Tiferet, comes from the father's side, because the root of Tiferet is in the concealed dot of the supernal Abba and Ima. Hence, one unites from south to the east, for the fortitude of the south is in the east, namely in the concealed dot of supernal Abba and Ima, which is the beginning of the east, and therefore it is imperative that south and east should be bound together. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the recommended consciousness when one circles the bima as they rise to their aliyah, as representatives for the congregation. Pasuk 63. Mizrach Deit Kishar B'tzafon Begin Dehai Ashlim Umale Nachalin Umabuain Be'ad Mizrachit Tzifonit Ilein Abba Be'ima Dilamit Parshan Le'almin V'hauk Mi'okim Na Umadit Mar Tzafonit Be'ihu Temira Ila'ah Umistar Ila'nafik Tzafon Bedinin besitra dila mitarin aagi dehi rachame vechedu behaukim na vekadihi nafkat tzafon nafkat peya dehiu itkalil veitkashir bitbadarom. The translation. And east connects to the north, which is in Ema, referring to Bina, also called Israel Saba and Tevuna, from which the north is drawn forth, that is, the left column, since it, meaning Bina, completes and fills the rivers and springs of the east, which is the revealed dot, and Tiferet, and therefore it is imperative to unite northeast, meaning to connect the east with Bina. However, these east and north are Abba and Ema that never separate, because east is Dat, or of supernal Abba. That is the secret of the supernal Abba and Ema. Dat, or supernal Abba, cleaves to Da'at, or supernal Ema. And the left column that is revealed in her, that is called north, as we already explained. And the reason she, the supernal Ema, is called northern, Hebrew word is Sifonit, is because it is the supernal hidden one, Hebrew word is Sifuna. And from her end, the north emanates, which is the left column. This is because from Abba's end, the north is hidden and concealed. The judgments rise from her side, although she is merciful and happy. And we already explained it. When she, Ema, emerges, the north emanates from her. It is from her that the north reveals itself, because he, Abba, was included in and connected to the south, and the north is hidden in it. My commentary. It is imperative to contemplate this pasuk in order to include the description in our consciousness as we circle the bima. Pasuk 64. Livatar tefonit maravit tehamesitra diaba nafik ben umistira deima nafikat bat ugin kach tefonit maravit vedahu keren Dekat meita, tehashta it kishar, batzafon setam, levatar bae likashra, la badarom, tetaman hu kishura, tekolab bekufa, Be'a ishtakach be'ad me'aravit teromit. The translation. Following that, he will come to the northwestern corner, from Abba's side the sun emerges, which is the Tiferet east, and from Ema's side, which is north, the daughter emerges, which is Malchut west. And because of that, it is northwestern, from north, which is Ema, to west, which is Malchut. And that is the first corner. Since corner is the meaning of Malchut, that one must accept upon himself first of all. And now it is simply referred to as north, meaning in Ema and the left column. Then one must connect it to the south, which is Chesed, and the right column, where everything is connected, where the body, that is Zeranpin, is situated, since Zeranpin emanates from Abba, as mentioned above. He is therefore contained completely in the south, like Abba, and the north is concealed in him. It is therefore southwestern. My commentary. This pasuk again speaks of concealing the left column within the right column. This is an important spiritual law or teaching. The left column is female and internal, and that is why it needs to be concealed. Pasuk 65. Ishtecha chai keren gimel zimnin had lekabala leya barnash bekad meita uvatar haki bekashra la bitre diroe lehitcha pera begufa umechevye kolachat Shalim. Leia begin dila it al ponash man de aved Yehuda dach yad kachaze kima di ametna zaka ahulakeya behai alma uvalma di ate dehayada Lisadra Shivacha Dimareya Vyehuda Dimareya Vilaod Ela Dekucha Varihu Mishtekbat Mishtebach Beyad Aleya Ketiva Yomer Li Avdi Ata Yisrael Asher Becha Et Pa'ar. And we find this corner, which alludes to Malchut, three times. One is that a person must first accept upon himself, and the following is to connect Malchut with both arms, that are the south and north, right and left, so as to join in the body, which is Tiferet, the central column, so that all should be united in one. And that is the order of the perfect unification, to unite every aspect with the appropriate bond. And one must not substitute one side with another side that is not appropriate for it, so as not to be punished. Whoever operates this unification properly, as I described, happy is his share in the world and also in the world that is coming, since he knows how to prepare the sequence of praise for his master and the unification of his master. And furthermore, the Holy One, blessed be He, takes praise in Him, about him the verse is written, and said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. An unwritten commentary. We have been discussing in this section the Aliyah and how to accept the yoke of heaven, the yoke of the Torah upon ourselves, and how to unify the different aspects of the Sefirot. When sitting in most synagogues today, listening to the Torah scroll, listening to the reading, there are various people called up for their aliyot. They represent the congregation, but generally speaking, most of the people, unless it is a Kabbalistic minyan, do not have this knowledge, and therefore they're not connecting it. But if you are sitting in a minyan that is not a Kabbalistic minyan, you can have this consciousness yourself. And in so doing, you create and accept the yoke of the Torah upon yourself. This is the end of the section. It's also the end of our class. And I know there's about 20 minutes left in the class. But the next section we will do on Thursday, Leinara. No, that's not true, because on Thursday we're going to be doing Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But we would not be able to finish the next section. So we have connected to the energy of the Zohar as our first opportunity to reveal the light in this new week of Shabbat Bamidbar. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a Shavua Tov, a good week. Reminding you that in about an hour, a little less than an hour, we will be counting the Omer, the Omer. And that on tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will start our preparations for the holiday of Shavuot. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes in Lashon Hara, how to speak properly, positively, and not make the mistakes of evil speech. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Oh.